Well, first of all, let me say, when the Taoiseach met with the Scottish First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, some weeks ago, and while exchange of letters and meetings took place between ministers and officials over 2 years, it wasn't even on the agenda. So that would suggest that they're not taking this too seriously. Now, while that's about Rockhall, Rockhall is only the tip of the iceberg now. The big issue is the post-Brexit talks, because Irish vessels fish 60% of their mackerel off the Scottish coast and 40% of the neaf ropes. And the Taoiseach said we should be very grateful to them, but he's obviously not aware there's a common fisheries policy, and there's not a question of being grateful. We have very good relationships with Scotland, but I believe they must now enter into talks at the highest possible level. In relation to Rockhall, he says it'll be done at official level. To me, that's good, not good enough, and I think he's less than emphatic in defending the Irish rights.
Do you think that if the government aren't proactive enough in preparing for these talks, that we could lose a lot here?
Well, of course we could, and we must defend the fishing rights of the sector to the last. Now, we're depending very much on Michel Barnier, the negotiator on behalf of the European Union. When I met with him, he said very clearly that fishing and trade talks would be inextricably linked. And by that, he meant that Scotland will depend very much on the 500 million market in Europe, and that they will have to find compromises. But of course, we're extremely worried, and I think above all sectors, the fishing sector have the most concern.